Yes, yes. I just need a few minutes. I don't know how long. Just leave me alone. Gosh, can I not have some privacy? Even after the concert? I understand everything, but like, who's going to sneak into my changing room? These guards are so silly. They see danger everywhere. What the? Who are you? What are you doing here? Listen, the guards are right there. I will get them right now, or they will hear me scream. So don't even try anything. Leave. Excuse me. What? A fan? Are you serious? So you're telling me you sneaked in here for an autograph? I've literally never heard of anything stupider. In the changing room, though? Are you out of your mind? Listen, I really appreciate that you're a fan of my music. And of my person, all right? My person, too. I appreciate that. But you don't do stuff like that. You've invaded my privacy for an autograph. You couldn't wait outside? Wait for me to get out and then walk up to me? Ask nicely. Okay, that's... we can agree here at least. They're a bit annoying. But my guards are just doing their job. I'm sure they would let you talk to me if you were calm and clear about your intentions from the jump. All right. It's fine. Don't worry. I will give you that autograph. But... not that easily. Since you invaded my privacy, I think it's only right I get to invade yours in return. What's your name? And where are you from? Oh, and do you have a girlfriend? Just a simple question. Are you not enjoying the reverse of the roles? Where I get to learn everything about you instead of me being interviewed? I bet you have no idea how depressive fame can get. Bet you think I'd love to answer all those questions, letting everybody lurk. So you still haven't answered. Do you have a girlfriend? Or are you single? Well, then there's two of us. How do you feel about that? You have something in common with me now. Oh, no way. My fingers are running down your chest? That sounds horrible. Listen, you decided to sneak into my changing room. I didn't ask you to. Now you decide it's the time to feel nervous, to be shy, to act brand new? Don't you think that it's a little too late? You're one-on-one with me right now. Isn't that just exactly what you wanted? Don't lie to me. I'm not your naive high school girl. I've got my experience with boys like you. I know how you all are. Tell me, what were you really hoping for, huh? The autograph is cool, but that's not the real reason. You and I both know. Were you hoping to catch me in a vulnerable moment? Sneaking in right after the concert, knowing I'll be tired. Hoping that I will, that I might, think positively about the opportunity presented by you. That I may consider it. That I may forget that you're a fan. Get lost in the moment. Yeah? Well, you can say no all day. I don't care. I know the truth. And I'll tell you what. At first, I was pretty mad. I was in shock. I wanted to kick you out. But now, I don't know. I'm kind of 50-50 about it. I mean, the concerts are stressful, despite what people might think. No matter how big I get, how many times I've done these shows, it's impossible to just turn it off. It's not true when artists say they don't care about the haters. We do. Sometimes one person can ruin everything, and you can't stop thinking about it. So you see, a helping hand is sometimes welcome. But before we get into all that, what is your favorite song by me? Or no, that's too easy. Album. What is your favorite album by me? You do know the names, right? Name all of them. I'm just kidding. Wait, you actually do know them? Wow, that's pretty wild. You must be a much bigger fan than I thought then. You didn't even think about it for too long. That's impressive. And how long have you been tuned in? Nah, everybody says that. Tell me the truth. For real, huh? It's like that? You've really been rocking with me from the beginning? Interesting. So that means this is a dream come true then. What's happening right now? Isn't it? And yet, you seem like you're rather uncomfortable here. Is it because I'm a star? You can't handle it? But I'm not talking down to you or anything, right? I'm not being a diva. I'm pretty chill in my opinion, for the entire time. Even in such a crazy situation, you being in my changing room and all, I mean, how many celebrities you think would just forget about that and then talk to you like it's all right? Not many, that's for sure. By the way, I've noticed you backing away. Are you afraid of something? Am I that intimidating? Funny. Aren't you the one who were supposed to make me feel uncomfortable? I'm starting to like how the things are going. You know, the men I'm around, they're not so innocent. Cocky, arrogant, pushy, shameless. Those are the dominating attributes of the music industry. Even among us women. Lots of narcissism, too. Very common. So when I see a boy like you, who's acting completely differently, it's like a breath of fresh air. I haven't been the one in control in a long time. And it's a shame because I really do enjoy, or even prefer, being on top. You backed away so much that now you're pressed against the wall. Perfect opportunity to just come closer and close the space even more by putting my hands just slightly at a little bigger spread than your shoulders. At the level of your ears. Cornering you. What? You're not so bold now, huh? This is what happens when you invade someone's privacy. When you sneak into your favorite singer's changing room. My job now is to make sure you never forget this experience. You won't, right? I like you like this. I could stay like that for a very long time. Who knows? Maybe I'll write a song about this. What do you think? Would you like to become a part of my artistic journey? Want to make my other fans jealous? Do you think they would believe something like this took place? Do you think they would think it's just a song? I can see it doing a ton of numbers. After all, that's what sells the most. That's what people want to hear. I could make it extra explicit. What do you think? Good idea? No? There's plenty of highly inappropriate lyrics going on in my head right now. Very naughty. Bad girl lyrics. You want to know what they say? Or do you want to see what they say? This is too much fun. Look at you. I haven't teased anyone like that in a very long time. It feels really good to be back in the role. But you know what? I'm not about taking advantage. That's not my style. You might have caught me off guard, but I won't stoop to playing games. Let's take a step back. I get it. You're a fan, a dedicated one, clearly. But this, right here, this isn't how I connect with my audience. It's about the music, the stories, the emotions we share through my songs. Wait, did you actually believe me just now? No, honey, you're not leaving anywhere. I was kidding again. I'm gonna stay cornering you until you tell me that you don't want this. I don't think you will, though. I think you do want this. I think you want to get down and nasty with me. I think you're excited to make that song. So that you can listen to it later and know, I did that. She's talking about me. Come on. What is there to think about? You know you can't ruin this. Another chance might never come. And besides, you do realize I don't have to give you that autograph, right? No, but seriously, let's do something. You heard me. I told the guards to mind their own business. They won't even know. Nobody will ever find out. And I'd like to keep it that way. Well, except I'm going to make a song out of it. But that's always left for interpretation, as they say, right? Come on. Let's make this explicit hit together. Here's the first part of the song. I am getting down on my knees. Don't you move. Don't look so confused. Haven't you heard the rumors? About me being a freak? Pull it out. Let me see it. Come on, don't make me take it out myself. Good boy. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, this thing. I like this. Give me that cock. Look how things turned. You think the guards can hear me slurping on your dick? That's it. You just have to stand there and take it. You should have known what a slut I was behind the scenes. You want to feel my throat? Oh. That feels good right there, huh? Fuck you, though. Come here. You will take me from behind. Come on. There's no time to waste. Get behind me. Grab my hips and just put it in. Come on, boy. Give it to me. Oh. Oh. Fuck. Ah, yes. Oh. Oh, deeper. I want all of it inside of me. Oh. Oh, shit. Yeah, that's good. Ah, now fuck me. You know how to do that, right? Yeah, yeah, harder. Harder, boy. Harder. Don't be a pussy. Just fuck the shit out of me. Pull on my hair. Fuck me like a whore. Show me how much of a fan you really are, huh? Show me. Smack my ass. Smack my fucking ass. Goodbye. That's it. Keep pounding my pussy. Oh, I'm gonna make a fucking hit out of this. Oh, oh, yeah. Okay, wait. Let me turn around. it back in. Put it back. I want to look at you. Yes. Oh, fuck me. Fucking destroy me. Come on. Mm-hmm. Make me watch myself taking it balls fucking deep. You're gonna come inside me, aren't you? I want you to. I want you to fill me up. No, I don't give a fuck. Just do it. Don't be a pussy. Risk it for me. Risk it. Oh my God. Right there. Drill that cunt, baby. Drill it. Oh, I'm gonna come with you. God. Yes. Yes. Fuck. Holy.
Boy. Oh.
Do you think I got too loud there? I don't really care. Fuck 'em. Now, about that song, though. Maybe I won't release it, but I'll definitely make it. And then, I might send you a copy. Just don't think about selling it or anything because, you know, I'll just say it's AI generated. And you will run into a lot of trouble with my lawyers.